Alright, guys. Show on the road. Yeah. What?
How do we feel about Canadians?
What?
How do we feel about Canadians?
Canadians?
Yeah. You Dan?
We have any Canadians in the show?
Yeah, we got one right there.
There we go. He's learning well. What do I care?
Yeah,
oh, Canada.
Not Canada as a whole.
But the monarch.
As a people.
Yeah, he's in the right.
Monarchies are against the total right.
Actually, what?
All right, okay.
Yeah, not a queen. It's actually
up to the queen. Is that Rubenstein? Is that Rubenstein in the show?
Still not here.
Is he here, Rubenstein? That was... Hey, whoever sees him first, tell him I just want to talk to him in regards to
that.
No. Just tell him no. I'm supposed to see you. I know his father very well. My wife told me that if I don't say hello to him, she's going to be mad at me. So. Okay, Rabbi Isai, let's get the show on the road. Since I understand that everybody here is running way ahead of me in the Mamakomos, so it just means they got to go a little slower. So I'm going to try to see if we can finish up the sugya of Tusim et Teshurei, try to put in a couple odds and ends, and then we'll see if we can move on to the third sugya. But again, as I said many times, it's hard to hold back. There are things to still say about Tzitzmek Shurei. Let's just recap for a minute. What do we know about Tzitzmek Shurei? We know that sometimes you can have a chepta that in terms of the Issa HaNoah Shebo, we don't have any problems being yetzer. That's the next section. But there's another problem that it steers in the face of Tzitzmek Shurei, such as the mitzvah of shofar, which has a shear, lulav the shear, perhaps chalit the shear, the shear. And therefore, we are confronted with this challenge of Tzitzis Bet Nishir. So we saw already yesterday, Yerichos, that Tzitzis Bet Nishir is not an all-encompassing statement. It's only something that's really, truly Omer the Shreifa. And that was basically what we shared yesterday. But I want to focus on another dimension of Tzitzis Bet Nishir, the lack of Shreifa. But I want to focus on another dimension, namely, which kinds of chafotzim lend themselves to Tzitzis Bet Nishurei. Not every chafotzim mitzvah is subject to the parasha of Tzitzis Bet Nishurei. So yes, we spoke about what kind of Yisurim create Tzitzis Bet Nishurei, and now we're focusing on the other half of what kind of chafotzim mitzvah even are in the subject, even in the discussion altogether. So it all began with the Gemara Maseches Gittin and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara is the following shayla. The Gemara says, what's the din if I decide, a person decides to write a get on the Dabra Asa Mahanoa? I'm not sure what should be, okay? It's about to divorce a black kid by the girl, but if he takes out a cheeseburger, and he writes out the cheeseburger around with Dabra Chalot, or he takes an apple and Orla around with Dabra Chalot and hands it to him, or if he's really creative, he takes a Kata Chamor or something, I don't know, a Shohanisco, I go, what a romantic thing, and then he hands him a Shohanisco, says, Araya, there's a whole sugya of Masechet Kedushin that we wrote about the Kaddish Yisur Hanoah. So the Mishnah talks about the Kaddish for Chet HaChamor, the Kaddish for Yidach, the Kaddish for Yisrael, like I'll move it on. So I said, when you were in Kedushin Yeshiva, so I said to my Bacher, I said, the Masechet Kedushin Bacher said many times, it's very boring on the couple, it's very exciting to the couple, it's very boring to the couple. So it was the same thing, same ring, same questions, the same name, it was everything's all the same. So I once said, it would be so exciting to the chassid at some point, he yanked out his pocket like a Shohanisco or something, like a proof of it, like, this teaches up a little bit. So believe it or not, one of my colleagues in my year of the Tzad Kedushin, and he turns to me, right, when he's about to put the ring on his calf, he says, Rebbe, this is the time I'm supposed to take out the Shohanisco, right? So I said, I'm so bad. He's going to think you're crazy. But anyway, so Rebbe said, this guy's even more from a Shohanisco. Garish his wife, he writes on the Shernisko, writes on the Petakmar, writes on the Vos Bechalo. So what is it? So unlike Kedushin, when the Kedushin are not Tyson, says we're in different Khaswa Ali Surah no Kosha. He gets Kosha on another also about no. So before we get anywhere near Susim at the Shurei, I just want to ask you guys a question. What do you think about that? If I'm just telling you this did, Khaswa Surah no Kosha. Well, what's the problem? What's something should be bothering you about this? Okay, I'll tell you what should be bothering you. We bother about this as follows. There is a a sugya in my second book of Kama. In the fourth paragraph it says, if I have a shrine disco, an animal killed somebody, it's not taken to be stoned to the disco. So it's also about no. Even before the actual skill, it's also about no in a Torah. Machre in a mochre. If I go ahead and I jump the gun and I try to sell the shrine disco to somebody, so the Bryce says it doesn't work. If I try to be machdish, it doesn't work. I can't be machdish a dover also about no. So shape the fair, we should be one. Anyone know why? Why can't it be machdish a dover also about no? Why can't I sell the dover also
about no? Because Kinesh Shavka is dead, no? Like the sword, shrine sells the Shavka as if it's dead.
But it's dead. I can't be machdish a dover fair. As a general rule, you can't sell what you don't own. You can't be machdish what you don't own. That's what the Rambam says. So the Ritvah of that Rambam, and that from the Hebrew, it says, why is it bailus pocha? You can't own what it wants. The fact that in your day, it's in the head that you're not allowed to use something, why does that translate to me to say, shemish, but it doesn't belong to you? But I think it belongs to you. Yes. The choice, according to the Ritva, that Israel not to belong to you, so why can't you sell it? Anyone know why? Anyone know what the seventh draft of Baba Kama? So Mar says the seventh draft of Baba Kama, there's a concept in Allah that's called Shalom Ve'enoa Mishusa. What is Shalom Ve'enoa Mishusa? If you steal my car, if I want to sell that car now, somebody else can do it. Do I own the car? Yeah. Still own the car. Car still mine. But it's Enu Bishusi. The car is in some flux, some kind of a new halakha category called Enu Bishusi. The Balamor, the Apple was looking for, the Balamor says, you know what? Enu Bishusi. Enu Bishusi means you're not in control of it. You can't use it. You can't drive the car because the other guy got the car. So even though technically in Cheshimish, but you have the Bailim, it's Shalcha. But it's shalchah the inner b'shusko. So the Gemara says that something that's a shalchah the inner b'shusko, einu yachal hakdish. So says the Ketzayis according to the Ritva, whenever you have a davar asa b'hanah, it's yours, but l'maisi you can't use it. You know why you can't use it? Because somebody stole it from you. Who stole it from you? Who stole the davar? The Prophet stole it. The Prophet took away from you. That Kodesh Baruch Hu saying not to use it, that's the halakha proof for someone stealing your car. So you can have a chetzin halacha that you have full-fledged bailos on, but there's a chisorn, there's a deficiency of Eidu B'shuzo, Eyev Shal Haftos, Eyev Shal Hafkir, Eyev Shal Haftish. So Machlaikis, you better never share it. So when you look at the Sukkah in the other day, remember this Machlaikis in the writing of the book. Why is it that you can't sell a double also? But no, is it because it's not yours, or it's Shal Chav Eidu B'shuzo?
So if you have something that's Shalchah Ve'enu B'shuzo, so are you still like the liability of it? Are you still responsible for it?
Oh, that's a good one. You got a lot of them coming down. Okay? You got a lot of them coming. That's a very, very good thing. Okay? Well, nothing. No, so now that you have this introduction of writers and Ritvahs and Tosim, you now take a look at the Gemara and keep that Chof Merah for what Kasha, what should we bother with? What's Kasha? And writes, yeah, and Ruby writes, you get on a cheeseburger, yes, and he gives the cheeseburger to his wife, because everyone does Chalodom, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so according to their life, he doesn't own this cheeseburger. If he doesn't own the cheeseburger, what can he do with the cheeseburger? He can't give it to her. That's what the Torah is saying. What do they have to get? It can also be other. And even according to the Ritva, says he technically owns it, but L'mais, even the Ritva has to be made that you can't sell it because the Gemara of the Fairy Rishi can't sell the Sharnisko. So, Beinu the arrived, Beinu the Ritva, how in the world does it get the Michal? It's a Chisor or no, the Gnosis Tan Messias Aget. Not Messias Aget. This is before you get to Shuvin. Just the learning part, you can hold back. You got to understand the Gemara. No, who is thinking about this cash all morning? No, I think. What's the answer? What term did we mistakenly translate? The Chosavo, Sefer, Chrisus, Vinosan. What does Vinosan mean? So comes the Ketzos and Zim Reish, and one of the most famous, one of the top 10 famous Ketzos. Comes the Ketzos and says, Nesinas Aget does not mean Hashinos Aget. There is no halacha that you have to transfer ownership of this piece of paper to your wife. That is not what the Torah says. The Torah wanted to say that, it would have said, the chos of law saved the chrisos for hikbel le ishta. It doesn't say, it says, v'nosim v'yoto. Nesina means you have to have a physical handy over, a maisa nesina, whatever the details were, and you have to learn all of a sudden, it's good to figure out what normal constitutes maisa nesina, of his nish, a maisa akinah. And so he says, the raya brewer, shayla la shuva, is this money in that chos, chos of law not pasher. Because Lui Tzuri had been with a din that you require Hakinos Aget, then Yisuri Hano would have fallen short. Day with the Arayat, day with the Arayat. So that's just the background. It's not even that part of the Sunni. Just resort, as we said, Yitzhara, the Yitzhara, the son of the whole life. So you have to understand every single detail. So comes the Gemara and says, Kasla Yisuri Hano Kasha. So we solved the Nesina Hakino part of the story. But what other problem is staring us in the face? Three words, just like the shiur. So comes the Ran, he gives you the answer to this riddle. Comes the Ran, and seventh and Ran comes. B'chol Yisri Hanoka Amre, Afo Gavit Sisimek Neshirayu. What does the Ran mean, by the way? And who read the Ran carefully? The Ran said, to talk about all Yisri Hanoka, even those which you say Sisimek Neshirayu. What does that mean? Don't you say that at all? Don't you always expect the shiur? What does the Ran mean? Afaga, I'm telling you, the Chol Yisrael had no kamer. What does the Ran mean? Obviously, there's some Yisrael that you don't. Which ones do you, which ones don't? How would you even know? Well, it means the reason Shabbat, we actually don't need to find one. I have a cheeseburger. Also, by the way, I'm not supposed to do it. Destroy it? No, you don't need it. What am I supposed to do?
Throw it out.
Throw it out. I have an apple that's horrible. What am I supposed to do with it? I have a pentachamor. What am I supposed to do with it? I have an eglarufa. What am I supposed to do with it? I have kiliak kerem. What am I supposed to do with it? So Vishnu says in Sefer Gemara, some Yisrael are not disposed of through Shreifa, and others are simply thrown out. There's what's called the Nisrafin and the Nivorin. How do you know which are which? You got a little lot of Gemara, a lot of Gemara, to figure out which are which. It's a certain name that says Gemara. So some Yisrael are not on Nisrafin, others are on Nivorin. If that's the case, that some Yisrael are not, what can one argue? But med devar mumum is a din of ksusim et shurei. When what kind of yisurei can all lend themselves to ksusim et shurei? Those which have to be what? Disposed of the strength. What does strength mean? And burn it like a pile of ashes. The pile of ashes. So ksusim et shurei. If it's kavur, the Torah says just take it, throw it to the garbage can. Why next ksusim et shurei? So that's what the Ran says. That the fact that you're allowed to write again, on a cheeseburger, or a cheeseburger happens to be from one of those Israel on the Dinamic Bar. So I wouldn't guess that Kasha says the Ran. But the fact that the Gemara says stop and get and cost all Israel not kosher, that means all Israel. And the Gemara doesn't differentiate. Even those Israel are such as Orla, which is an Israfin, Kiliyah Karam, which is an Israfin, maybe even a Minan Israfin, those things which are Minan Israfin, the Afal Pichain, the Gemara says, Kosla Yisrael HaKosher. Zemun, you see from here that some of Ksusi make sure it doesn't make sense by a get. Why not? What's the difference between a get and a shofar? What's the difference between a get and a lulav? How come when it comes to shofar, the Gemara slaps us and kachas and alfa shalos and make sure? When it comes to lulav, the Gemara slaps us up on the head and sits the shura. When it comes to again, some absolute make sure it doesn't enter onto the scene. Ma'ishtan again. You have to read every word in the Ran. You have to read every line in the Ran. Afogav, excuse me, even though we're dealing with stomach only Sirena, Lawich Paslon, it doesn't bother us. You know why? Ela b'midei d'boi shir k'shayfer v'lulav. What do I understand?
That doesn't apply in the situation because there's no minimum
shear. There's no minimum shear for yet. What's the minimum size of a yet? The text of a yet, but that's the technicality. There's no shear for yet. The yet can be very, very big, the yet can be very little. A shofar has a minimum size. A lulav has a minimum size. The nesrik has a minimum size. Al zeh ne'emar k'susei mechta shi'ure. Listen to the Lashon Chazal. K'susei mechta shi'ure. Only applies to dvarim which have el dvarim, no pun intended, sheish of shir. Those things that have a shir to them, lulu of sukkah, and the lulu of esri, shofar, as then them to spend the shir, not undicted. Then the Ran has a very, very cryptic comment. Umil, the eisek shetzrikim is bar min ha'olam, those yisrael adam that require shreifa, leman diyama kol ha'olid nisof kesot v'dobi mashu lo v'get, v'man los ne'odom. But by the way, if you have to destroy it, so then it's a problem, even by gift. What did you say? What's what the Ran just said? We are ready, Ran. What? You just contradicted what he just said. The first line and a half of the Ran said that, oh, don't bother, you don't have to chat up a git and get in school because it's get English here. He says, oh, by the way, but if you have to destroy it, then even by gift. So who here read this Ran? I want to finish the Ran. You're on the next suit. Who here asked this guy? Who here was bothered with this guy in the Ran? Who here came up with an idea with Ran Sofer? Think about it. You gotta read the Ran. Come with the Ran. So I have to fill in a piece of information for you to understand this Ran. There is a statement of Rabbi Shimon, the Hele Ketan Rabbi Shimon Bei Yochai. Formulates the following: Kol Eimed Lisrof Kisoruf Domim. Anything that's Eimed Lekach to be burnt is as if it's already burnt. You wheel it by turning and thinking, "Oh, that sounds like what?" Right, exactly. Right, then. Oh, yeah, wrong. The Rabbanan disagreed with him. Says no such thing. Kol Eimed Lisrof Kisoruf Domim. Bank says it's no such thing.
What about the right here?
Oh, that is. So the answer is very simple. There are two different calls. There are two different sukkahs of them. Rabbi Shimon and Rabban are fighting about the following passage. But not something that's only listed. Do we say it's commander Lisa Domi? Since it's Eimed L'Sreifa, Afidim in that Torah is declared as if it doesn't exist. That's what Rabbi Shimon was Mechadish. And the Rabban would say, Rishu Fun Vodin, that's not true. The fact that it's Eimed L'Sreifa, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. What does Suzmech Shura mean? Suzmech Shura means not that it doesn't exist. What does Suzmech Shura mean? It's a felt, it's felt when you get a it's felt with the shear, it's a chisor in the shear shabbat. Because when you have a dorad in Israel, according to the Rabbanan, not that it doesn't exist, but it exists in what shape, in what form? As a pile of ashes. It doesn't not exist. It's a pile of ashes, as a pile of ashes, there's no zero, there's no connection between one piece of ash and the other piece of ash. It's not one unit anymore. Therefore, that's not a shofar, that's not a chalitza shuv. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Dovra on the list of Kesarf Tami means it's commando lace, it doesn't exist, the chlava elach. It's Abish, it's in there. According to Rabban, it's there. It's there in broken pieces. Nope, now explain to me the rest of it. We who pass in that, like the Rabbana and Dovra of Israel, is not the son of Dami, but we still do subscribe to which sugya. But do we accept even the Rabbana and Shimon accept what? So Alzeh Al Maharan that these are the sugya of Sisimek Shure. If it's a Dovra Hatzorach Shia like a Shofar and a Lulav and an Eser, then there's a problem Sisimek Shure. But if it's something like a Get that doesn't need a Shia anyway, so. It's a little piece of ash. But the get's there. It's a matter of fact. It's there. There's no bit of shear by a get. And therefore, our version of Sisimek Shure is not going to disqualify a get on the number of Sisimek Shure.
However, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's what the Ran meant. He says, "Lamandi Omar, Adi Rabbi Shimon, holds that the Rav of the Sukkah is command the lason of the. That's going to pose a problem, even when it comes to a get, because if it doesn't exist, if I write the letters in there, there's no help. There's no help there, then even when the Rav Shimon said pose a problem. So the bottom line is, writing a get on a double asav, I know that it's under the straight bar for us is not a problem. It's in a shir. According to the Shimon, it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem. That's a simple shot. So I'm going to say, I want to take this round one step further. Something doesn't require a shir. Chafsa shall get doesn't require a shir. This is a bit. I want to break this thing down a little bit further. I have a chafsa shitzar shir. Give me some examples again. Who remembers? Give me some examples. Give me the classic example of chafsa shitzar shir. Lula, shofar, esrin. Those are regular guys, right? I want to ask you the following question. Are all shiurim in halacha created equal? Conceptually, are all shiurim the same? So clearly in the halacha that's not true. Clearly there are different kinds of shiurim. I'm sure this part, within the Dvar Matzikim shiur, there are two kinds of shiurim. Here's the following question. Sit down with the Seder. How much have you eaten? How much matzah? What does that correspond to? Where did that come? Where did that magic number come from? Who made it? Who said that? Who said that? Chachem Allah Hashem said. Was the Shirin Allah Hashem said? Does it correspond to olives? Does anything to olives? Olives are just a measuring rod. Just Torah could have given us eggs, could have given us olives, could have given us apples, could have given us potatoes, could have given us watermelons. But the Torah could have given any. It's almost, so to speak, an arbitrary sharing. Nothing's arbitrary in the world, but I'm saying, from our vantage point, it's a somewhat arbitrary sharing. It doesn't correspond to anything that it has in. In fact, that kind of thing walk about Shemesh, because I is not so good. How big is it for Shemesh? I mean, what's about the
same? What do you saw? How do
you know
that? I'll call Shemesh tonight.
The third says, "Barachat es kol b'sara b'bayim." First, that's the type of kol b'sara. What does the kol b'sara mean? Kol b'bayim should kol b'for erabem. Besides, an average, the third speaks to average normal people, regular-sized people. So, an average guy has to be able to fit into the water. How much water does an average guy take? So, what's the length of head? How big is an average guy? An average person is about 3 ounces tall. That give or take something. Sure, an average person is about 3 ounces tall. An average person is about an amma by amma. So that's one side to another. After a good lunch, so maybe an amma in the other direction also. And amma by amma brun gimel amas. The shir u chachamim, and the chachamim of kibbeh, the chachamim looked at this shir and they said, how much one an hour?
40.
47. And that's the din in the Torah. And if you try to put in a mikvah which is -1 ounce, you're not getting in the Torah. So who wants to tell me that shear 40 saw of a mikvah? Is that an identical conceptual kind of shear as a Gazai Samatsa?
No, it's different.
Very different. The difference is obvious. There's a certain physical reality that has to be fulfilled. You have to have mayim shirufa elabem. And then the halach has to be keveya. How does that translate to? So at the end of the day, if you eat less than a gazai standard, at the end of the day, you tell them to eat less than 49 in those numbers. Both in the mature, both in the minotaur.
Is it a machlokes in Kiddushin of Shimon and Rabbi Akiva of 39 and 40? No?
What you mean is that you used to be kosher, now you realize that it's missing. At what point do you say that it was missing? That's what you mean. So it's a different kind of machine. So I want to follow those two kinds of shurim into Hilchos Mitzvos as well. The Rav told us in Sayyid Mitzvah, since that shur makes sense when there's a shir, when there's no shir, it doesn't make any sense. Does it make sense by all kinds of shurim? Look what I argue as follows. When the shir is some kind of a halachic, in a sense, in a certain sense, an arbitrary kind of a shir, it doesn't correspond to anything in a hazeh, It's just that's the way it is. Kachem al Moshe Pesini, you need a Zoh, Zochte, you need a Shear as follows. So the Halacha says, if you need a Shear, Api Halacha, so that in the universe of the Halacha, when something is associated after Shear, it's as if the Shear is a deal. But if the goal of the Shear was only to meet a certain physical requirement, there is no really objective Shear. The real din is you need a certain physical requirement. Elohat, that physical requirement is met with a certain shear. Could go to you. If it's a double, also by no. It's a double, it's on the Sreifa. You don't take suspect the shear. Why? Because at the end of the day, what is being fulfilled? What is being met? The physical requirement has been met. The physical requirement is here. I'm able to hold on that we're dealing in the Masalah, dealing in the world of Halacha, the Halachic universe. So the Torah universe works with its own rules. If you need some theoretical Shear of a Kazayas, so then that theoretical Shear can't be dead because of the theoretical concept of Tzvet Shear. But the minute that you take it out of the realm of the pure Halacha and say, there's no real Shear here, the only reason you need a Shear is to meet the physical requirements, from my side, not the physical requirements. I to submit the shiur. Come on, Rabbi, that will burn. Suppose I'm asking the question in the base medrash. I'm dealing with a theoretical halacha kind of a shiur. That's to submit the shiur. But the minute that the shiur emanates from a physical requirement, maybe as a suggestion, there's no need to submit the shiur b'chal. Who comes up with this? Who made up the shiur? Who came up with this shiur? So, who says it's the shiur? I just said, I'm not good. That's the mission. Why is Gesemisha saying it? He's coming to address the following phenomenon. There's a sugya in the Sechus Yevamos about a chalitza shoe. Anyone ever by any chance ever seen a chalitza? Very, very rare. Anyone seen a chalitza? Very sad. What? I was at Nebuchadnezzar. There's three chalitzas I saw in my life. One of them I saw was that years ago, the Bach and Shiva, that was the chalitza. And then, in Nebuchadnezzar, we saw two chalitzas back-to-back, post-9-11. Two people were died, two people were died, children, and both Abonis had to do with chalitzas. Actually, one of the chalitzas, you know, that has to do with OJ, one of the young men who died in 9-11, he was a Talmud, who lived in Berkshire several years before. He got married. One of the classrooms, one of the rooms of the classroom, Dr. Merkel, to the mind sometime, I'll show you, was dedicated to them. So, when you do a chalitza, it is the shoe that the fellow is wears has to be a certain size. It's a shoe. There are the shoes. That's a fit row rod, that's the fit base, that's the finished foot. So comes the Gemara with a startling discussion, in Masechet Yevamos, because this makes reference to him, that would you say ksuse mecha shiurei on a chalitza shoe? A Meshuggah decided, of all things, he's going to use for Chalitza Shoe, a sandal show of Erezora. Back to that story. So the same crazy guy that's going to show for Shoah of Erezora, the same nun who's taking the loose of Erezora, the same Meshuggah with Chalitza whenever there's an Erezora in the shoe. Would you say, Shesusei Mechdashira and Ash? So there's a big machlekes that we've shown him. What the Maskara say tomorrow is at one point the Gemara seems to say yeah, and then the Gemara seems to backpedal, and because the Bishop's assuming, like the Rambam seems to say, that you don't take Susim at the Shure, I have to Shure. So he's trying to explain to you why. So take a consistent Rambam comes. About the sound of the Chalitza, the length of Shir Kotsu, there's no real set amount, it's not an objective Shir. Allah had Gobel with the Kotsu Kotsu. The Shir is, big for the person needs a big shoe, little for the person needs a little shoe. When he gives a chayfer of raglai, even though yes, there is a shear, it's got to cover up most of his foot. Kevin sharei and yiraya shu chayfer. With the sandal shul of the zara, it is covering his foot. For anyone of us, she has caught the lamin mechashir. What does Kesef Mishnah say when they say
What do you say in case of Mishnah?
Specific shear.
It's not an objective halachic shear. It's a physical shear. Physical shear can be met even though it's quote unquote
six. It's a third shear, right? So what your three shear is.
Yeah. Those things don't need a shear b'chol. You get that for sure. Those are shear. Or shear that you know. Just sort of a possible shear. So there are really three different kinds of chafatzim here. There's a chafatzim that doesn't need a shear altogether. There's a chafatzim that needs a shear, but the shear is physical in nature. And then there's a chafatzim that needs an halachic shear. So it says against Mishnah, only a lachic shurim would we apply the rule of six lecture. Who disputes against Mishnah? Who disagrees? Our sugya. So we have some. What's the shofar? Shofar. What's the shear for shofar? It has to be big enough that it stands for two variables. Why is that such a shear? So I would have said, where did that shear come from? Gershon said the other. I would have said. It doesn't correspond to anything. I would say it's like Kazai's Matzah. It's like a size of an estimate. It has nothing to do with anything in the Matzah. Kachman Allah Mashmusin is a Shia finish Gemara. If that would be the case, then it makes a lot of sense for the designation. But the minute that I find Rarisha who says that the Shia of Shofar very much is a reflection of the Matzah, it has everything to do with this world. The minute that I find this at Risha, and the Gemara is still our sugya, still says, what? Risha, what do you see from here? Against who? That's against Risha. Right? So I need a Risha. Give me a Risha. You said the Rosh. What is the Rosh? Rosh is from Rabbi Kaka's parents. The Tam Lama Nasba Shia Tefa. Today Shev Zenat Tekeh Biyad in the year of the Kama Kandla Yehu Sech Yad Tekeh. Says the Rush, you know where the shear of shofar came from? It's a very, very physical shear. It shouldn't give off the impression that you blow your hands. That's it. That's all we're doing. Is it not a halachic shear? This is a physical shear. The Afa Michein, the Gemara says, is that the shirek? Is that the Rush must have disagreed with this message. So next time, let's put everything together from yesterday and today. So on the one hand, we have a discussion about Susan Nekashiure. You only say it when this is really, really, truly honest and goodness owned this Reifa. But the minute that it's not really, truly owned this Reifa, you don't say it, and therefore Bittel could solve the problem. But we had a major machlokes yesterday about does that mean it's a readiness Bittel? Or does that mean even free Bittel, but it's even the potential to be this Bittel? That's the ability to be revived is going to salvage you from being stuck with Susbek Shira. That was yesterday's Shira. So yesterday we spoke about the kinds of Yisurim that creates Susbek Shira. Today we spoke about the types of Chesed Shomitz that are subject to Susbek Shira. So on the one hand, the Ran told us very, very clearly that it only applies in Dvar Matrichim Shira, but even within the Ba'ash, within the Sugi, not Matrichim Shira, not all Shurim are created equal. And we discovered in Machlokes, we definitely get some Mishnah in the Sefer Zevamos, we had Rosh and Sefer Shona, and we made a whole Machlokes of Yishayim, and it's whole Chadadja, what kind of mitzvah, what kind of Shurim are subjects to Mishnah. So Hashem would do the following Shaila, Halach Lamaisa Shaila. See how we do that in the past here. This one, and then we'll try to move on to next one.
According
to the Rosh, isn't he everyone holding one tefach? The Gemara says it's one tefach, but he claims that the reason for the shear of tefach is because
Svarah. At the end of the day, there's only
one tefach. No, I understand. Yeah. It's not exactly the same as Kesef Mishnah, but it's a similar kind of idea. It's physical versus Allah. So here's the following. I'm going to have the Shadow. The Shadow actually presents itself. I'm not saying the Sharia Friday, but we don't have to learn close to the following Shadow. I know it's a little, I'm not going to look at them right now, but it was a Hanukkah Shaila. The guy didn't have any oil. The only oil that he had to light, he had some melted butter. Okay, it's not butter, it's fat, it's oil, it's going to burn also. They won't believe it. This melted butter happened to have been heated up by mistake in a lot, in a fleshik, frying pan. So this melted butter had what we call bleels, so that taste that had come out of the flesh of frying pan, into the butter, and what do we call that? We'll try to combust the chalot. We can some of you can call their ice even. Now, let's assume for now that this butter now is chalot and the shame bust the chalot, their ice, so it's asa b'hanah, It's got some meat and milk all mixed together, all cooked up and fried together. So it's also about no. Then who can see the shadow coming? So we ask the shadow, Brian, can I use this for Neres Chanukah? Why? How am I allowed to be man there from Neres Chanukah? What's the other thing? That doesn't bother me. Maybe. What's the problem? Kisuse Mechtos Shire. Why? What? Oh, serious canvas in the whole shop. Most of the whole is not going to show up, it's not going to make boring. So who says that the structure of the shop is assuming against whom? Against the fact that he applies it even to Dvarmacha, not just Shreifa, it's against whom? Which deal? The Ran. Remember we had a wash of the Ran. The Ran says that the Chomi Surah, which led us to believe Susan only applies to Shreifa, not to Kvur. So, okay, so he's taking on the Ran. Okay. But then he says, if the rule was a sheer of oil, what's a sheer of oil? How much oil do you need? Katisha, you need a half hour worth of oil? So he says, should we apply the rule of submission? No, I want you to think of your family. Does it make sense to apply submission to shiurei to that sheer of 30 minutes? What's the shadow? What kind of a sheer of 30 minutes? Where does that sheer come from, 30 minutes? What's my sheer of 30 minutes? Is that a physical shear or a lachic shear? Why the chazam is sacking 30 minutes? I know that, but I wonder where that number comes
from. Just hit
who is the first one to say the number 30 minutes? The Gemara. The Gemara never said that. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara said a shaft and a kofal from there, as soon as the lechani. What does it say? How much oil do you have to put into your menorah? You have to put in enough oil that it should last when? You have to put in enough oil that from the zman of the tchilas hadlacha until people are still walking in the street, because that's the whole purpose of the Kisuma Nisa, you have to put enough oil to last Achitikla Rabbanasha. The Rambam writes, how much time is that? Kichatzi Shom. That was approximately a half hour. Let's not forget. You know, the old days people didn't walk the streets at 11 o'clock at night, it was pitch black. People only walk the streets when there's still a little bit of light. The Rambam happens to hold that the Zman HaDlova's name is Hanukkah is when they were known. When the Rambam, when did Joseph put the light in the name of Hanukkah? Mishet Tishok HaChamo, the Rambam said, we're Mamash Mamash Lururi. At sunset, it's in the Mishet Shalayim today, if you like Mamash HaShia. And the Rambam says, for the first half hour of the Shia, people are still walking in the streets. Why is that? Because it's the light a little bit. When the sun sets, that's the pitch black, by the way. It's light out for approximately a half hour. It's enough light, people could talk about it. An hour and a half later, no one's going to look. You're going to bump into the falls in the street. Anyone know what this Rambam's a riot for? Rambam's just a favorite. Except for the first half hour, the Shia is still enough light to see. That's why people are still walking.
It's like the
Mikvah. No, I'm not doing this. This is just a joke, Shadow. This is real. What's this Rambam and Walker for? I'll give you a hint. It's something to drive you. I don't know what I'm talking about. What's the law? What's the law? You can't get pulled over without not having your lights on until half an hour of the sunset. Technically speaking, that's not a good idea, but I'd have my lights on well before that. But technically speaking, according to the DMV rules, it's not called night until 30 minutes into sunset. Very short. Okay. Good. Back to the story. So the requirement, the necessity for 30 minutes of Neiris, of Shemin, what kind of a shear is that? Is that a pure halakhic shear with no reason, a lot of reason, no correlation to al-hazah or what? It's a physical. So that kind of a shear, a physical shear, should depend upon the machlokes, so we know?
The
Russian asking Rosh Hashanah, and the submission of the chalitza. So just in case you didn't know this sugya is permeating mamash kol Torah kula. We have the shatzus that shirah shofar. How does it play out by lulav? How does it play out by the shofar? By the shofar? And how does it play out by lulav? And how does it play out by chalitza shoes? And how does it play out by gittin? And how does it play out by chanukah? So any and every time you learn a shatzus that shirah, just ask a few questions. Is this a type of anisim that's tolls reikov? Is that important? Is this a mishur and rabbanan? Is this a type of anisim that's yeshva bittol in lebittol? Do we have a better time? Do the other days and places? Is this the type of a chepta shom mitzvah sheyesh l'shir, ein l'shir, even if yesh l'shir, what kind of shir is it? A few variables in the sugya, you figure out the right difference in the soul, right? That's what I'm on the Gemara, right? It's all there, okay? So, connected that. But I want this thing before we move on to the next week. Hold on, we mentioned it was kind of it was on my mind on Friday. Why was the thing about Messiah on Friday? You guys got to have real, real education. So I'll tell you where I was, and you tell me why I was thinking about this subject of how long the show has to be. Maybe everyone will get this lesson. So I was doing that, and I was hoping I would set up in Zeb on the Friday went for a visit at a friend who's learning about the Shul for the University now. So we walked up to the Shabbat, walked up to Kikar Shabbat, you know, up the block, the brisk. Why was it being on there? You got to. It was from a time when the movie wasn't what it was today. It's weird to tell you this movie. It's just regular Michelin. Edison movie, a very famous movie theater. It's long closed. It's long been demolished, but it's the clientele of town. It's the Edison movie closed for traffic. But the Mr. Rupp lived there. Mr. Rupp came there until the 40s. Mr. Rupp lived there in the 40s and 50s. The Edison movie theater was still a landmark in Michelin. But Mr. Rupp lived much more street movie theater. So Mr. Rupp held that Shatikla Rebbe Meshuk changes according to time and place, the Chumrah also. And therefore, you have to keep your neighbors going until the last people are walking into the street. So in the days that are on, they walk the street for half hour. If you're living across the street from the movie theater, you have to head to where? Yeah. When's the last movie?
Yeah. Tom is the last movie.
Okay, I mean, what's this thing? You know what this thing? Okay, so Mr. Rock, they had to tell them, Mr. Rock, can you imagine? Yeah, tell him when the last movie would be over. Yeah, I know, he was putting it up like a spear, like a biscuit, like whatever. Yeah, bro, it was like at 4:30, and he had like the 2 o'clock, the last one. So, next to Hashem, not the dead. So, as I was walking past the old Edison room, the Edison movie has long been demolished, it's now a part of the movie, which I like. But I remember I was not speaking about this on Friday, that I'll say that this one is Mr. Rubbish to light his 8 hour, 10 hour menorahs. The Kai in this din about Shatikla Rebbe Meshuk was all dead. Because it's all here, Rosh Hashanah. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, stop left to you a little bit. Okay. This is just the Shirayim from yesterday. So comes the Gemara, although for the first 20 lines, the Gemara thought that the Yaitse and Mitzvah with the Dabar Asma Noah poses a serious problem of an Isra Noah, which again, going back to the first Sigil, 2 days, the Rebbe Chaz a little bit, and what was so terrible? So I did a Mitzvah with the Dabar Asma Noah, who cares? What's the answer? Either it's a problem of what? No, come on, Chazar. It's about all what? What's the second answer to the Rebbe? What was the second answer to the Rebbe? It's not really a problem, it's about the Aveira for the 15 reasons that we gave last week. Yeah, it's better. We'll bump out your mitzvah. We'll kill your mitzvah for you, and therefore save you, salvage you from the violation of Israel. So the Gemara made it about facing, but says, nah, forget the issue of Israel. No, mitzvah's love. The hanor that you get from doing a mitzvah doesn't register. That's not called hanor mubiter. Hanor means, hey, something good for supper last night. That's hanor. If I had a really good time, that's hanor. Hanor that it was yaitze shayfar. Because Baruch did not give us the mitzvahs that we should get, you know, hanor from. That's not the goal of mitzvah. Mitzvahs. So that's not called the ma'is hanor in halacha. With this background, Amar Rav, the first of the Rav Kaimis, number 3. Amar Rav, Mudra nami chaveirai, mudlet kalat kisha mitzvah. Reuven took a neder that he's not going to get any hanor from Shimon. So he's not allowed to violate his neder. Why is he not allowed to violate his neder? We spoke about this last week. What's the violation of the neder? What is there that in the Torah? Anyone heard that in Chris's Torah this morning? Le'echel devar, Pasha's matas, le'echel devar. So when Reuven hears the shofar being blown by Shimon, Gevalt Keshrigit, he's being neder from Shimon. So Rabbi says, nah, that's not called hanah, because it's a mitzvah. Or similarly, what if Reuven, I'm a shofar, what if Reuven took a neder, he's not going to any enough from the shofar? What if the goat kishon mitzvah, that's okay, it doesn't matter. So Rabbi says, Bain, there's an Israel not from his friend, Bain, from the Gavra, Bain, from the Chefza, mitzvah slavi, understand. Then Rabbi continues. Yom Rabbi, Hamudan Ami Chaveiroi, Mazla mechat is masek. Shama lo meisach chama. All of a sudden now, Rav is qualifying. We say, when? That's the point. Rav says, what person took a ned did not get an off from somebody? Can that other person, can Shimon, do him the service of sprinkling paraduma ashes on him? So Rav says, wait, not so simple. Mitzvah be obviously right. But in the summertime, that's going to be a problem. What's the problem in the summertime? It's a going under the sprinkler, a nice little chilly water from the Eka Paraduma being spritzed on his back. Ah, geshmak. You just get out of a tough basketball afternoon in Beit Meir, after 3 hours of playing ball, you schwitz it up a storm. And, oh, Gaval, today's my third day for the Hazoyas Paraduma. So he goes over to the guy who his roommate just got into a fight with, and he took an Isra Hanor from him. No, it's okay. The roommate can still sprinkle the ashes and Paradum on him. Well, not so simple, says Rava. In the wintertime, yeah, I'll bring the summertime dish. I'm moving on in my
eyes. Spring and spring.
Spring, I don't know. It depends how much he's sweating.
Depends how much Hanor Sagufi's getting.
If a person took a nap and did not get enough from a certain spring, pay them up to Yerusha Mitzvah by Sechami. You can go tell, let's say, the Ariz. Anyone have been in the Ariz Mikvah? The Ariz Mikvah is an underground spring. Anyone know what the temperature of the water is? Cold. So if you want to go to the Mikvah, you want to go to the Mayan in the wintertime. Remember, I once went to the Tzfat, it was the middle of December. And I didn't have a halavim to go to the Mikvah. It's hard enough for me to dive there in July, it's freezing cold. December is Kuf Nefesh. I went there, and there were a bunch of chassidim there. Didn't seem to be too much concerned. They were just going strong. So me as a hardcore misnagid, they held off. Of alobi masachama, but in the summertime, so you're not allowed to go there with mikvah. You took a net not to use it, because that's called hanoas aguf, apparently. So all of a sudden, the Gemara just told us a gevaldik chiddush, a gevaldik limitation. What put the brakes on mitzvahs? Well, the other thing. The mitzvah slav yadasidu is not always true. Sometimes there's a problem. Sometimes there's a limitation. That limitation apparently is what? Hanos ha-guf. Hanos mitzvah is okay. Hanos ha-guf now. I can't degrade enough. So before we analyze that distinction, you might give us an example of tefillah b'mikvah. The person's coming, they're going to the mikvah, and we say to you, except for that Nosa Guf, if you can get around the Nosa Guf problem, then you're good to go. Mitzvah Slav Yonah Sidu. Anyone want to ask me a question, want to raise a question for me? Mitzvah Slav Yonah Sidu? What? Tzvilo is a mitzvah. Yeah. Mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah going to mikvah? The person's talking. You haven't talked to me. I'll remain talking for the next 20 years. That's my. Is there a mitzvah to be titled a mikvah? So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like, yeah, mitzvah slav yom is mikvah. The Gemara calls it a mitzvah. What? That's the lashon of the Gemara, right? Tov to the mitzvah, Rashi, right? It sounds like a mitzvah. What? Oh, you say, so you're talking about a very, very specific kind of tefillah. Because the Zman Hazeh, we don't really use the mikvah that much. We're talking about tefillah's nida. So you're right, tefillah's nida has that ability to lila it. But I'm not even talking about, in the olden days. A person went to the mikvah stam, for truma, for kachum, for mikvah. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's a mitzvah. Could one argue with that simple reading of the Gemara? Could one be day for that raya? For the purposes of mitzvah, slavyadis nida, you need a mitzvah? Maybe all you need is a religious experience. Means it's a religious act, it's a ritual act going to the mikvah. It may not necessarily be a formal mitzvah, it may not be the type of mitzvahs. It may be possible that if a person decides, I want to go to the mikvah, I want to push, I'll remain tamei for the next 20 years, it could be there's nothing wrong with that. It's very possible there's nothing wrong with that. The af al pi chein may still be subject to the sugya of mitzvah. So the words of mitzvah are not necessarily a dead giveaway that tefillah is an actual formal mitzvah. So it's still summing up in the air. But it's clear for the Gemara that there is a limitation of Hanos HaGuf. And that's exactly what the Ram says. The Ram makes this observation. She ain't kind of know a key of mitzvah, the mitzvah of the mitzvah. But the Meiri starts to backpedal on this tradition of the Gemara. So comes the Meiri, Ubitzas Pirushem Shabdullah Rabban Matzosim. He doesn't identify who exactly he's talking about. It's based on a Rashba. There's a Rashba in the Dharma that seems to say this. But the Nirin actually just says it's a Beferish. Avim hoisa nos aguf mitzterefes la nos kima mitzvah. Says the Meiri, or tones of Ashba. Hanos aguf is not a problem. The fact that you got a nos aguf, that in itself does not disqualify the application of the rule of mitzvah. That's not what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about. What is the Mayim Rosh Hashanah talking about? What's the problem with the Mayim Rosh Hashanah?
Comes to me and says, this is different.
The Thomas of Mayim Rosh Hashanah shall awfully achar mitzvah masik and guf hanomi man of itzana shizkarer. It's not the hanor that I'm getting from kuli rok b'shas to be loved. The problem is when I come out of that mitzvah, that is called mitzvah, and I give that, that's the problem. It's the hanor that comes to achar mar mitzvah, that's the problem. Dikra dvorim zim tibi kidas rishim. It says the second child is not really correct. It says the emes is like Iran. But the second answer does exist. The second answer does exist. And again, it's probably a Rashba in the second breath of the second answer. So I want to analyze this Rashba first. This Rashba slash Yeshomim Biri. If there's a difference between Hanos Aguf Shas Mitzvah versus Hanos Aguf Yachar Mitzvah.
So meaning after you get out, like will we still cool after? Or you'll remember that
no,
you're
no,
still
no,
cool,
you
cool out?
I mean, come on, you all know this way. I want to focus, I want to scrutinize this sheet is on the this sheet is a Rashba.
Is he really going to get Hana after he's up? Actually, he gets that.
I think that's what the Ashbit thought. Yeah, well, let's, again, we have to give in to the Messias that some of that's what he's talking about. And I want to understand conceptually. Can you say, develop the Kish? No, sir, both the Shastas is okay, no, sir, the Shastas is enough. You know what is bothering me? You know, I present this in one of two ways. Usually you see a din, a strange din like this, a strange sheet like this. You have to understand one of two ways. One of the two ways to understand it. What is? Is this distinction of the B reader distinction of the their eyes? We're talking about Yisrael and the Yachas Torah. Parash is not explaining this morning. So we have the words of disappearance. And we have this klav in the third from Mitzvah Dereh Chidu. If the Chiddush, the half came around, didn't even know it. It took half an omer and a chesmah to get to that point. But once is this Chadish Lan Rashid this Rabba, the definition, the theoretical definition of Hanah, Mitzvah doesn't meet. And now, according to the Rambam of the Gemara, but Hanah Zaguf is called Hanah. Is the Meiri saying that on a level of the Araisa, anything and everything that takes place with Shas and Nasa and Mitzvah is both open on Nasa and Mitzvah, and it doesn't register in Torah. But the minute that the Mitzvah is over, any residual Hanah, any remaining Hanah, is called Hanah on a level of the Araisa. And therefore, according to the Meiri, if you're Toivil in a Mitzvah, the Moshe Chama, the minute that you come out, you're going to be violating this in the Araisa. Is that what the Meiri means? That Hanos Aguf min HaToyra sometimes is part of the Hanos Mitzvah and sometimes it's additional, depending on whether it's simultaneous, that doesn't mean it means. Or maybe we're making too much of this meaning. In other words, the Chadish Chadush HaTorah min HaToyra make it up to you, but it always is a way to do this. We're not asking too much. Maybe the meaning means that min HaTorah, Hanos Aguf is not from both of the Hanos Mitzvah. If you view your Maisa as a Maisa for Mitzvah, and any and every Hanoah that accompanies it, they Shas Mitzvah Yachav is full bottle of Mubudol to the Ras Mitzvah. So why is it in Allah be Tegu be Vasa Chama? It's only a what? Yes, I've got a Chumra with the Rabbana. Why did they make that Chumra? I don't know yet, but we have to find out. Maybe all the Yiri meant was this Chilu between Hanoah and Ruf, the Shas and Mitzvah Yachav is too fine of a line to say this is a Chilu of Allah of the Raisa. It could be min haTorah, it's always mutter. It's a chumrah derabbanan, which of course behooves us to try to figure out why then if Chazal didn't do something, they could do derabbanan for no reason. There's something bothering Chazal here. So we have a lot of work to do. We really have three possibilities. We need to really learn. We go to the Tzav Sugya. We really have three different permutations of Mishnah. What's going on? We have the Rav who's saying, any Hanoah Sabbath, also min haTorah, finished by Mishas, Anasa book for Yet, Asa Shalach and Baruch, Vashas Matas, we give you Matas and Shalach. According to the Meiri, no, not so simple, not so poshut. Mishas Anasa Mitzvah is good, Yachakan is also, but we don't know, does that mean Yachakan is also the Torah, Yachakan is only also the Ravan, or the state of the Mitzvah? I hope that you come back to the back of the